Luke chapter 23, verse number 33. Praise God. Thank God for your worship. Thank God for what we feel here tonight. I believe that God's going to touch us in a mighty way and speak to our hearts and speak to my heart. Amen. Luke chapter 23, verse 33. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The Bible says, and they parted his raiment and they cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with him derided him, saying, he saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. I want to talk to you tonight on this thought. What side of the cross are you on? What side of the cross are you on? God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Whether you believe it or not, whether you understand it or not, whether you comprehend it or not, there is really a real place called heaven, and there really is a real place called hell. Hell is not a figment of your imagination. It is not a myth. It is not a fairy tale. Nor is it some just nice Sunday school story. But this thing that we're involved in is real. There is a life after death. There is really an eternity out there, and the choice is yours and the choice is mine. And that choice and decision is simple. Where will we spend eternity? For the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, and it is appointed unto men once to die. We talked about this, Brother Landry, even this morning. And then cometh the judgment. And may God have mercy on us all. Because it all boils down to this. It is a choice. It is a decision. And nobody can make it for you. And nobody can make it for me. It's mine and mine alone. I thank God for my heritage. I thank God for your heritage, and thank God that some of you were brought up in a Christian home. Thank God for a mother that prayed for you. Thank God for a father that prayed for you. Thank God you had a grandma or a grandpa, or you had somebody that prayed for you. I don't know about you tonight, but I would not be here today had it not been for somebody that spent time in prayer for me. I would not be here today if somebody had not lived this life in front of me. I thank God for that. And you ought to thank God for that. You ought to thank God for your heritage. You ought to thank God for the lifestyle that you were raised in. But listen to Pastor. Just because somebody prayed for you, just because somebody taught you a Bible study and showed you the way, just because you may have been raised in this, can I tell you tonight that if you don't live it, it is in vain. If you don't practice it, it is just sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. Your heritage doesn't mean anything in light of eternity, because if you don't live this life, your heritage means nothing. Thank God for grandma. Thank God for grandpa. Thank God for all the prayers that they've prayed. But I'm going to tell you tonight that none of that can save you. They can show you. They can teach you. They can love you. They can even point you in the right direction. But if you don't practice this, if you don't live this, they can't save you. It doesn't matter how long you've been in this thing or how short you've been involved in this thing. Every one of us must make our own decision and our own choice. Acts 2:40 says it like this: save yourself from this untoward generation. Joshua even declared in Joshua 24:15, he said, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I submit to you tonight that you've got to get this for yourself. You've got to make up your mind. Do I really want this? Do I really believe this? Do I really want to live this life? Because the truth of the matter is, the choice is yours. Nobody can make it for you. You must decide for yourself. Can I tell you tonight, on a Sunday night, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. Do what you want. Say what you will, live the way you want, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I wonder tonight, on a Sunday night in Tulare, California, is there anybody on the Lord's side? Is there anybody willing to stand up in this untoward generation and put your shoulders back and lift your head up and proudly declare, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Somebody ought to clap your hands unto the Lord tonight, and somebody ought to shout, I want it. You've got to make up your mind for yourself. So in Luke chapter 23, we find our Savior. We find our Creator. We find our God nailed on a cross between two thieves, one on the right hand and the other on the left. It's where he was. He was in the middle of two convicted felons. He was in the midst of a hostile crowd, in the midst of cruel and unjust punishment. We find him hanging on that cross. He was mocked at, he was spit upon, he was falsely accused, he was ridiculed, he was oppressed, he was afflicted, and the Bible said he just took it. A God that knew no sin, yet took on sin, or became sin for you and for me. The God of this universe, the God of glory, just took it. And as the God of glory was hanging there on the cross, as the Creator of the world hung there for you and for me, there was a lawbreaker. on his left side, an evildoer, a felon, a malefactor, the Bible says in verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." That thief on the other side of the cross joined the crowd, joined the multitude, and that thief began to rail on him and began to mock him, saying, "If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us." Who was he? Bible doesn't give us a name, but I know who he was. He represents the vast majority of our world. The unrepentant, the defiant, the unholy, despisers of those that are good. He represents men that love themselves, men that are covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Oh yeah, that's in the word. Unthankful, unholy. Timothy describes it in 2 Timothy 3 with this: without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having what? He knew how to be Pentecostal. He knew how to play the part. He knew how to clap. He knew how to run. He knew how to shout. He knew how to play the part, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. They look the part. They play the part. And the Bible says, from such, turn away. Can I just pause and tell you, it matters who you hang out with. It matters who you associate with. It matters who you rub shoulders with. Timothy said, or Paul told Timothy, you got to turn away from such, because it's going to corrupt good behaviors. You can't afford to be around people that'll talk against the church. You can't afford to be around naysayers and people that have no faith, evildoers and gossipers and murmurers and complainers. You can't afford to hang out with them. Because if you do, it won't be long until you're singing the same tune they are. Because at first, you were mad the way they lived. You were mad the way they talked and the way they acted. But you thought you were strong enough to hang with them. You thought you were strong enough to miss a few services. You thought you were okay to just have a radio religion. I think the Bible says something like, when you see this day approach, forsake not the assembly of ourselves together. Can I tell you, we don't need less church. We need more church. And I'm not just talking about coming and clapping our hands and just singing the songs and hearing a pretty sermon. We've got to have divine encounters from Jesus Christ. We've got to have a Holy Ghost intervention that'll somehow change us from the inside. We've got to make up our mind. I don't care what anybody else says or anybody else does. I'm going to make sure I find myself a closet of prayer, not just on Monday nights, but I'm going to pray until something happens. I wonder tonight, how long has it been since you prayed in your home? How long has it been since you prayed over your family and over your kids? We've got a world that desperately need this. And if all we do is come on Sunday mornings and revivals and Wednesdays and we just play the part, we'll never affect them. We'll be on that other side of the cross just enjoying the music, enjoying the moves of God. We haven't sacrificed. We haven't come to church. We haven't been faithful in our giving. We just are spiritual hitchhikers. And if we're not careful, the very thing we despised is now the very thing we cling to. You better find friends that love God and love the things of God. We better find friends that love to talk right and act right and dress right. We've got to run. We've got to run and cling to those that want to go to church and want to be involved in the kingdom of God and that want to have prayer meetings. I praise God for people that come up to me. I've had a few already in the last few weeks that said, "Pastor, what do you think if I start a prayer group?" I'm like, start a prayer group. What do you think if I start a Bible study? Start a Bible study. What do you think if I start teaching my coworkers about Jesus? Do it. Exactly right. We need to get outside the four walls of this church. We've got to boldly declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is the gospel? It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection. We've got to tell the life of Jesus. Because if we don't, then all it is sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. And it's not long until we join the left side. Because the left side was like, yeah, you ain't no good. It's easy to be a fault finder when you got faults yourself. It's easy to turn and pinpoint everybody else's flaws because it masks your flaws. I believe that's why the Bible says, judge not lest. And yet, this malefactor, a nameless individual, on one side of the cross, rails on him. Save yourself. Mocked him. If thou be the Son of God. I would have thought, Brother Scott, that disciples would have come running down the row and say, don't talk to Jesus like that. I would have thought that maybe blind Bartimaeus would have spoke out. He wasn't intimidated or afraid or ashamed when he needed his miracle. He said, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And the disciples said, quiet up. And he cried the more. But he wasn't running to the defense. Nobody in that crowd that was healed, that was forgiven, that was delivered, nowhere, Brother Ramos, do I find anybody coming to the defense of our Jesus. When he was on the cross and the crowd was yelling, crucify, and this old knucklehead on this side joins them. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody on the other side, somebody that you said would never come to church, that would never live for God, that would never amount to anything, the only one to speak up that day was a thief. looked at that man, Brother Garcia, and said, do you not fear God? What are you thinking? We deserve to be here. We deserve what we got. We got a past. But this man, he hasn't done anything. Nobody else was lifting their voice except the thief. What I preached last Sunday or last Wednesday, you get what you give out. This guy, giving out judgment, giving out condemnation. That's what was coming his way. You better be careful. God has never called any of you to become God's holy detectives. I believe my word says something like, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Can I tell you, there have been people that have hurt me. There have been people that have talked against me. There have been people that falsely accused me. They said things that were not true. And you blow my phone up because somebody had said something about you that wasn't completely true. Bishop even alluded to one time. He says, you get so mad that somebody said they saw you drinking a Budweiser. But it wasn't a Budweiser, it was a Coors Light. And you get mad because they're really walking down your road. They're just not being specific to that. And you call me saying, I can't believe the church is talking about me. I can't believe what they said. Yeah. I'm not coming back here. Really? You gonna stay on this side? And you gonna say, it's unfair. I try to come to church to be saved and healed, and we got hypocrites in here. Duh. Where else they gonna be? They ain't gonna be at the disco club. They ain't gonna be drinking suds. They gonna be here. Like the thief was. And this guy was saying, life's unfair. And you get what you got. And judgment comes back. But this guy, what was he thinking? I tell you what he was thinking. He knew who he was, a God of mercy, a God of love. What was the scripture we talked about, Brother Landry, this morning? Bishop was talking about it. Talk about the men doing bad deeds, thinking they're getting by, right? Because judgment is not executed speedily, because they think they're getting away with it, because God hasn't zapped them right away. Well, you know, I haven't been paying my tithe. I haven't been coming to prayer. I haven't been faithful. And God hasn't struck me dead. He may think I'm all right. Really, who are you talking to? As my Bible says, a carnal mind can't discern the things of the Spirit. And just because you have carnally justified your way of life does not mean that God has stamped his approval on you. And we've got to make sure. He does say, judge not lest ye be judged, but also you shall know them by the fruits they bear. If you haven't been praying, you ain't one of his. You haven't been coming to his house, you ain't one of his. You haven't been involved in the kingdom of God, you're not one of his. He said, if you love this world, the love of the Father is not in you. You got to make up your mind. What side of the cross are you on? Are you on the judgment and the condemnation and ridiculing and saying life's not fair? You get what you deserved. Are you the one on the other side that says, you don't know what you're talking about? This man is innocent. This man has done nothing but good. We have been the one that made the wrong choices. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Brother Mendez, he throws up a Hail Mary pass. What's the Hail Mary pass? Lord, when you enter your kingdom, could you remember me? I know I don't deserve to even ask this. I know I'm up here because of what I've done, but God, I'm just asking today for just a little bit of mercy. I've made mistakes. I've made bad decisions. I've made wrong choices in life. And God, I'm just asking you today, could you please remember me? Oh, you want to lift your voice. You're not always that perfect. You don't always do the right things and say the right things. But you've got a God tonight of mercy and love and forgiveness. Don't look to man. Don't look to others for their approval. But look to God and say, God, I'm in need of you today. Would you lift up your voice? Come on. You may deserve this, but I don't deserve this. I don't deserve mercy and grace. But God, please remember me. Oh, remember me, God. I want to read something to you in Matthew 19, 26. We all shout about this. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men it's impossible, but with God, what's that? With God, we shout over that. But in this passage, he wasn't talking about moving mountains. He wasn't talking about healing anybody's physical body or giving them a financial breakthrough. He was responding to a question from Peter. The disciples heard the words from the rich man, as the Bible said, left sorrowful. For the Bible said the rich man went his way sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Is that what the Bible says? And Jesus looked at his disciples and said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to make it to heaven. And the disciples said this in Matthew 19, 25. And when his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? And Jesus said, with men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. What the great I Am was saying was this. Listen to me, disciples. Anybody can be saved. Nobody's too far gone. Anything is possible. Don't you tell me they're too far gone. Don't you tell me they'll never live for God. Don't you tell me they'll never be saved. Don't tell me there's no hope for them, because all it takes is one encounter. One moment at the cross. One moment at this cross. God, I've made a wreck out of life. I've made some bad decisions. I haven't been the man that I should be. But God, would you remember me? Would you remember my home? Would you remember my kids? Would you remember my family? Oh, somebody ought to lift up your voice for your home. Somebody ought to lift up your voice for your marriage. Somebody ought to make up your mind. God, save my home. What side of the cross are you on? Is it judgment or is it mercy? Is it condemnation or is it Lord? Remember me. Oh, would you lift up your voice tonight? Come on, you may be far from home, but you're not that far. God hasn't forgot about you. God hasn't given up on you. There is a way home. Oh, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? It's this cross. Come on, he's knocking at your door right now. He's knocking at your door right now. If any man hears my voice and opens up the door, I will come in. Oh God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Come on, I feel the Spirit calling right now. I hear the knocks at the doors right now. Forget about what you look like. Forget about what you sound like and run to the cross. Forget about what others will say and what others will do. Run to the cross. Sharakaya toros. Hataya raya rako. Come on, what's it worth to you? I want to go to heaven. I want to see him. Coming, I feel the Lord calling us into an old-fashioned prayer meeting. I feel the Lord saying, whosoever will, let him come unto me, and I will give you rest. All ye that are weary, all ye that are heavy laden, I've got room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross. Come on. Remember me, God. Remember me, God. Sharakaya rasoraki, sharaya raso. Oh God, God, I want to have a spiritual home. Oh, God, let my home be a house of prayer. Sharaya rakoras. Sharakaya rasorasi. Tarakaya raso. Tayaranda yasi, hikayara toraso, arayara korasi. Oh God, oh, oh God, sharakayara siara ko. Search my heart, God. Search my spirit, God. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. There's still room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's still room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you.
I was on his mind.
Yes, he knew me, and yet he loved me. He whose glory makes the heavens shine. I'm so worthy of such mercy. When he was on the cross, you and I was on his mind. Yes, he knew me, and yet he loved me. He whose glory makes the heavens shine. I'm so unworthy of such mercy. When he was on the cross, you and I was on his mind.
Give us a verse if you can.
Yet he loved me. He whose glory makes the heaven shine. I'm so unworthy when he was on the cross. You and I was on his mind.
A look of love was on his face. A crown upon his head. The scarlet robe he wore that day
was stained. Day as he looked ahead in time when he was on the cross, you and I was on his mind.
No one great among us.
There's no one great among us. We're nothing on our own.
We've made
mistakes and we've often failed. Just common
flesh and bone. But someday
he'll prove that what he said.
We're of a special kind. When he was on the cross, you and I was on his mind.
One more time,
knew me, and yet he loved me. He whose glory makes the heaven shine. I'm so unworthy of such mercy. When he on the cross, I was on his mind.
When I think of what he did for us, how can we not serve him? Our world is so messed up. It's so upside down. And we have the freedom that we can come. And while we have this freedom, we better take it and take advantage of it. That he loves us enough. That he gave his life. Will any of you give your life? Will I give my life? The least I can do is to give him my praise. And show him by the fruits of my spirit that I am grateful tonight. That you chose. That you love me, you show mercy on me. God, I'm so unworthy of your mercy, so unworthy of your grace and all that you've done for me. I praise him tonight. I pray that you take this with you and don't take it for granted, because the things of God, they need to be everything to you, more than life itself, to have God.
The heaven shine. I'm so unworthy.
of such mercy.
When he was on the cross, you and I was on his mind.
Sing a look of love. A look of love was on his face.
A look of love was on his face.
Scars upon his back.
The blood was on his scarlet. His eyes were on the crowd that day as he looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. What a tremendous birthday gift Sister Abbott gave us on her birthday. Amen. We always kid at the Grogan House of who sings better and all of that. And I always say I love to hear Sister Abbott sing. Amen. Love her singing. Amen. Greatest thing about what transpired that day is when the thief threw that Hail Mary pass up and said, "Lord, remember me." And the Bible says that Jesus said, "Today, you're going to be with me in paradise." Don't let anybody tell you you're not good enough to live for God. Don't tell anybody you're not rich enough, poor enough, you ain't got the right last name, skin color, whatever that is. Ain't nobody got time for that. Know that Jesus loves you and he believes in you, and that's all that matters. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord tonight? Stay here as long as you like, but tomorrow night, 6:30, please be here for practice. Tuesday, 6:30. Wednesday, dress rehearsal. God bless you. You're dismissed. I need some men. Thank you. I need some men that'll help me move the drums and the musical equipment. And Brother Ramos is going to direct you. I don't want Brother Ramos to grab anything. Amen. Brother Ramos, I'm going to let Brother Eli give you the microphone.